Well, talk about Mick now, Mick McSorley in Leeds, who is actually going through various biographies, autobiographies, yes. and sending us the best bits from them.
Yes,
here is an extract from Taking the Lead, the autobiography of Bernie Winter's dog Schnorbit.
Oh, yeah.
1984 was a brilliant year for Bernie and me. Bernie had landed his own TV show, whilst my own burgeoning career had enabled me to sniff the bottoms of some of the biggest names in showbiz. And as Van Morrison might put it, the crack was good. With the exception of perhaps Jeanette Cranky and Celeste Patterson. Of course, the highlight of the year was the Royal Command performance at the Palladium. They put all non-human artists in one dressing room. The camaraderie between us was fantastic. Me, Spit the Dog, Basil Brush, sharing a bonio between us before shaking hands and weeing on an old pair of underpants in the corner. Bernie was nervous about meeting the Queen and had been warned by the chairman of the Variety Club not to refer to Her Majesty as Tucci Face. He needn't have worried, though. She walked straight past him to talk to Bernard Manning. The night was a huge success. Bernie went down a storm. Perhaps it was the excitement of the occasion, but it was on this wonderful night of a thousand stars that I also lost my virginity. The memory is tangible and beautiful, and to this day I still carry a photograph around my neck of Mel Smith's leg. Thank you, Mick. Once again, that's from Taking the Lead, the autobiography of Bernie Winterspoke.
Excellent.
Norbit. 9:14.